It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and we'll be praying for you and your needs. Or end of the program, I'll be praying for you. Why don't you tell somebody, hey, come and listen to the Pastor Peter's program. We are talking about healing, what Jesus Christ did. And we are taking one healing at a time. Now, last time we heard about the issue of blood that lady had the 12 years and how Jesus healed her. Today we are going to learn about the withered hand. The man had the withered hand. When the withered hand means no life in that hand, like a completely dried hand. That story is given in Matthew chapter 12, verses 10 to 13, Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, and Luke chapter 6, verses 6 to 10. Jesus was in the synagogue. He might be teaching or preaching. And wherever Jesus goes, whole town will be going. And so I think the synagogue was full. Now, so many people were there, but there was a one man there with a withered hand. Can you imagine? Out of all those people, Jesus recognized there is a one man needs healing, and his hand is withered. And Bible said that day was a Sabbath day. And all these Pharisees and all these priests, they were looking for some kind of accusation. Let us see what he does in the Sabbath day. They didn't talk to him at all. They were whispering, or they might be saying in their heart. Jesus knew what they were saying. So Jesus said to the man, could you please come forward? Wherever he was, he came and stood in the midst of all people, closer to Jesus Christ. He doesn't know what's going to happen. The hand was not healed yet, but he came and stood in front of Jesus Christ. Then Jesus looked at people and he said, let me ask you a question. In Sabbath day, we should do good things or we should do evil things? We should save life on Sabbath day, or we should destroy life or kill somebody on Sabbath day. And nobody said anything. They kept quiet. And the book of Mark says he looked at them with an angry eye. Can you imagine if somebody is angry and he's praying, somebody will say, God is not going to hear his prayer, he's angry. But Jesus Christ angrily looked at them. Why? Because of their unbelief. They didn't believe that God can heal somebody on Sabbath day. And if somebody is healed on Sabbath day, that means Jesus Christ will be guilty. But Jesus Christ didn't care. He said to this man, stretch forth your hand. The man didn't say, sir, this withered hand, I cannot do it. But as soon as Jesus said to him, stretch forth your hand, and he did, and the Bible says his hand was completely healed like the other hand. Immediately. No anesthesia, no blood transfusion, no surgery, nothing. Immediately, hand got healed. Is that a miracle? Is that a healing? Yes. Somebody says, oh, that happened 2,000 years ago. Today doesn't happen. I'll give you several examples as the time permits. I had a meeting in a Bombay city. Here one man comes from another town called Pune. And he came there for healing. Nothing happened. 3 days, they stayed somewhere in hotel or somewhere, and he was not healed. After 3 days, we have a baptism service. So I was teaching people about the water baptism. What is the importance about water baptism? When you got healed or saved, you should be obeying the commandment of God and taking the baptism. And this man was a little bit further standing there, and his mother was saying, you know what? You take baptism and God can heal you. He took a stone in his left hand and wanted to hit his mother. And I was right there, so I held his hand and said, hey, sir, what are you doing? He said, she is forcing me to be baptized. I said, hold on. What's the problem? He said, look at my hand. My hand is withered. I cannot use this hand. I said, your right hand is withered. Now you want to use your left hand to kill your mother? So your left hand should be withered also? So he threw the stone away and I talked to him. I said, sir, you came here with the wrong motive. You wanted to get healed, but you didn't want Jesus in you. You didn't want to give your life to Jesus. You want to live in sin and you want to enjoy the world. Why don't you ask Jesus to come into your heart? Be humble and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need a savior. You died for me. You rose again. You are my God. And you have power to touch me and heal me. But give your heart to the Lord, I said. This man humbly prayed a sinner's prayer and he gave his heart to the Lord. When people were taking baptism, he came for baptism, and as soon as he took the baptism and he says, praise the Lord, and both hands were reached to heaven, means up, and with her hand was completely healed, just like a story in the Bible. Jesus Christ is doing today. Jesus heals somebody 2,000 years ago. But this story I'm telling you happened in Bombay City. There's nothing impossible with God. Exactly what Jesus told this man, stretch your hand. I did not tell him to stretch his hand when you're coming out of the water. He did it himself to just praise God. And his hand was completely healed. Now there was another man. I went to one town and had a 3 days healing service. And there was a Catholic lady, and I went to her house. I said, Mother, come to this church and bring your family. God is going to do some miracles. And she said, that is a Protestant church. We don't go to Protestant church. Get out of my house. I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't know that you are Catholic. So we had 3 days meeting. The blind people got healed. Lame start walking. And so many miracles happened. And the third day, I was going to another town. And one man was carrying my bag and I was just rushing because there were only 15 minutes to catch a train. And if I missed that train, I have to stay there overnight because that train was once a day. And so I was rushing. Here one husky man comes and blocked my way and say, Sister, come to my house. I said, sir, I cannot come because I have to go and catch my train. You said 15 minutes. He said, oh, no, we are not too far away. You can catch the train. Come to my house. I knew I cannot go within 15 minutes. So I said to myself, if that man would have come to Jesus, Jesus Christ will not be saying, I want to catch a train. I'll come some other time. So I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to go and find out what this man needs. Could you please hold the train for me? And I just left. I went to their house. I was asking, what can I do for you? He says, my brother, he has the withered leg. He cannot use his leg. He cannot bend, he cannot walk. So I said, okay, I'm going to pray for him. Then his mother said, please don't pray. I said, why? She said, I'm going to bring my daughter. She's in the hospital, she's a nurse. And her neck is stiff. She cannot move her neck down or anyway. I said, mother, I have to catch my train, I have to go. She said, oh, it will not take too long. She's right here. So she brings her daughter. Here I'm talking to this brother, increasing his faith until the sister came. And when the sister came, I said, I'm going to pray for this boy first and then this man and then you. She said, no, pray for me first because I'm on duty. So I touched my hand on her neck and rebuked that stiffness, and she started moving her neck. And she said, I'm thanking God I had to go. And she left. And the man said, if God can heal her, he can heal me. It's a long story, but time will not permit, so I'm cutting it short. I just touch his thigh and say, sir, I'm going to pray for you. And as soon as I say, in the name of Jesus, sit down. Will you sit down? He said, no. My leg will break. I said, when I pray, and when God heals you, God is not going to allow your leg to be broken. He said, okay. I prayed for him in the name of Jesus. And I say, in the name of Jesus, sit down. Without thinking, he sat. I said, get up. And I did it for 7 times. After 7 times, I said, walk. He started walking. I said, bend your knee. He said, I'm completely healed. No more pain and no more stiffness in his leg. What happened? Jesus Christ touched him and his sister, and both of them got healed. And this mother started crying. She was crying. I looked at her mouth, tobacco and some chewing things and some kind of pan and red mouth. I said, mother, are you addicted to some things? She said, yes, I chew these things and things like that. I said, listen, God healed your son. God healed your daughter. You have to praise God, and you need a clean mouth to praise God. Would you spit it out and give your heart to Jesus? And she started crying. I said, why are you crying? I did not recognize her because I just saw her split second. I was coming from another town and I didn't know her. She said, you came to my house. This is my son's house. And you came and you invited me to come and bring my children for prayer. But I told you, we are Catholic. We don't go to Protestant church. Get out of my house. I said, I remember. She said, but you, so kind, came to my house to pray for my children. So I'm so grateful to God. She spit out everything and washed her mouth, and she gave her heart to Jesus Christ. And final prayer, I prayed in that house, thanksgiving to God. And then I said, I have to go because my train is almost late now. I have to catch that train. And when I went there, I was almost 2 hours late, or maybe 1.5 hours or so. So when I went there and went to the station master, I said, such and such a time train supposed to come. Is that train already gone? He said, no, that train is 2 hours late. So you have enough time, you have to wait. Train will come right now. What I'm trying to say, not only God healed those people, he stopped the train. He made that train late for 2 hours, and I was able to get that train. Our God is a miracle working God. When you are obedient to him, I say, Lord, I'm sorry. Why should I say to this man, I cannot come? Jesus will never say that. And I ask forgiveness. and God forgave me. And he stopped the train for me, and I got the train. One more thing I would like to add. When I was praying for that man, I remember my brother had a problem. He was not able to bend his leg properly. He was like halfway like triangle. I remember, because I never saw him that way, they wrote to me. So I prayed for him as I was praying for this man. I said, Lord, send your word right now where my brother is. I said it in my heart. These people didn't know what I was saying. And touch him and heal him. And when I testified about this man's story, that brother said, I'm healed also. And I have no more pain in my foot or my leg. I'm able to walk. Our God is a miracle working God. I saw so many signs and wonders and miracles. One more small story I'm going to tell you, and time will not permit. I saw a dream. In a dream, I saw one girl's foot was twisted. And she came for prayer, and I prayed, and the leg became normal. And so I was so excited. I said, Lord, I want to see that. And one day I was praying for people, and here comes that little girl, 8 years old, and her mother, her grandmother. And both of them came, and I said, today, God is going to touch and heal your child in front of your eyes, and she'll be all right. And they start crying. I said, don't cry. You're going to see the miracle. And I encouraged their faith, and I laid hand on that child's foot, and I prayed, and I opened my eyes, and I kept on looking that foot. That foot started twisting and became normal. And the girl started running. And the mother and the grandmother, they were laughing, rejoicing, and at the same time they were crying. And I was so happy that God showed me in a dream, and I believed it. As soon as I saw that girl, I knew this is the girl. Jesus Christ was talking to me, and that girl was healed. Without a surgery, without a medicine. Our God is a miracle working God. I'm just telling you the Bible story from the Bible, happened 2,000 years ago. But I'm telling you this happening 20th century or the 21st century. Our God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. Many pastors do not have that kind of faith. Some of the pastors, they just, when they get sick, they run to the doctor or they go for mission trip and they take doctor with them. I'm not blaming them, but I'm telling you my own story. When I believed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and when I heard that with his stripes I'm healed, and when I heard that he took my sorrow, sickness, disease on the cross, and with his stripes I'm healed, then I said, I'm healed, I'm healed. If you want to know more about my testimony, you have to go to YouTube and listen to my testimony. But the point I'm making, God gave me a strong faith. The Word of God says faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. I'm trying to tell you all these stories, the true stories. Your faith should be challenged. You should say, if God can heal that person, God can heal me. If God can heal that lady, he can heal me. God is not partial. He's not looking for rich people or poor people or some people who believe in him or not believe in him. Some people come to my church, they are not even believers. One man came and he stood, giant of kind of man, and stood there and said, here is my stomach. I have lots of pain. And I did all kinds of medicine, nothing happened. Could you touch me and heal me? I said, sir, could you step aside? Because I saw a voice and his eyes and his power that he wanted me to do it for him because he's somebody. I said, if anybody has the problem just like this man, come forward. Several people line up. And I prayed for them and they were instantly healed. Then this man said, I'm sorry. I know by force nobody can get healed. Then I touched him. Immediately, God healed him. What I'm trying to say, our God is a healer. It doesn't cost you money. You just need a faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not dead. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, he says, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. Jesus Christ is here forevermore. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. Especially I'm telling the ministers, have faith in Jesus Christ. When you give your life totally to Jesus Christ, he will use you. He can do signs and wonders and miracles. What I'm doing, each and every example we see in the Bible, I'm trying to match with it. And whatever God did through this ministry and used me to pray, I'm trying to tell you to encourage you. I'm going to pray for you. And when you get saved, when you get healed, go and tell somebody. Go and do the same thing. There was a one man came for a meeting, not our meeting, in some other minister's meeting. And he said, could you give me the oil and pray over it so I can go to hospital and pray for people? And he went to hospital and started praying for everybody. And many people got healed. It needs strength and power and courage to do all of those things. I am doing it by faith. I'm not healing anybody. I'm not a healer. Jesus is. Our radio program name is Jesus is the Answer. The television program, Jesus is the Answer. So I have no other answer. Jesus is the answer. Let's give your heart to Jesus Christ and say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. I will tell somebody that Jesus is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my healer. Lord Jesus, save me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, Jesus Christ already forgave all your sins. You are a child of God. You should be so proud saying, I am a child of God. If I'm a child of God, God has no sickness, so why should I have sickness? God can heal me totally. And as I said, the healing is children's bread. Now you are a child of God. If you are suffering with any disease, any problem, you went to doctor and they said, we cannot do anything. We did everything possible. Now we have no answer. Jesus is the answer. Just call upon Jesus. I'm going to pray for you. No matter you have brain cancer, you have heart problem, you have tumor in your stomach or any other parts of your body, or you have kidney problem or liver problem, or any organs are not working properly, or you have blood disease or any other disease, there is nothing impossible with God. God loves you. You already gave your heart to Jesus Christ. Now you have authority to pray in the name of Jesus. The word of God says, 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, greater one is within you than what is in the world. Devil has no power. Devil has nothing with you now because you belong to Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray for you and your loved ones. And if somebody is watching this program in the hospital or in the nursing home, or in your house, on a bedroom, or living room, or wherever you are, If you think doesn't work what I'm saying, try. And you will see the miracle hand of God. I have seen people say, it doesn't work, but I will pray anyhow. I allow you to pray anyhow. And miracle happened. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, each and every person who is listening to my voice, touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. If there is someone have a withered hand, a withered leg, or some organs are not working, or they have tumor or cancer, or blood disease or any other disease, they spend all the money and no answer. Jesus is the answer. Lord Jesus, touch them, heal, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Do you know what happened? Jesus Christ already touched him. Try to do the things which you were not able to do before. If your hand was like this, stretch it out. If you're not able to lift both of your hands, do it. Clap your hand. Praise God. If your feet or leg or anything was deformed, just try to do the things which you were not able to do before. Or call some of your friend and tell them, hey, I was not able to talk, I was not able to see, but now I can. God is doing miracles. Time is almost gone. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Our God is a miracle-working God. Go and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. You will never be the same. Our God is a miracle-working God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.